And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Andy Staples Show. It is time to talk championship games, Ari. We just watched a thriller between the Chiefs and the Bengals, and not so much a thriller between the Eagles and the 49ers. I realize it's a college football show, but all these dudes played college football. And Ari, I can't not feel terrible for Joseph Asai right now. Like, I know he messed up. I know you're not supposed to do, like, Patrick Mahomes was clearly on the white paint when he pushed him, but like, that feels so bad.
The one thing I'll say, having never played an NFL game, is if you are pursuing somebody in a game situation like that, and you are running as fast as you possibly can to try to stop the ball, how aware are you, like, of where you are on the field? Because it's like, that is like a fraction of a second. You know, and to decide a season on that, it's just like, you know, and it's a penalty. There's no question about it. But I mean, it's just
situationally, you know, Mahomes is going out of bounds. Like, he has to go out of bounds. He's not turning that upfield. So you probably don't have to touch him. Just situational.
I'm not trying to make excuses. The one thing is, like, we love in college football and in the NFL, the finality of these types of games.
Yes.
You get one shot, you get four quarters to advance. But I do think that, like, the beauty of other sports, or maybe the thing that makes football so great, is that it's these painful endings that can end a season, when really I thought the Bengals were good enough to play for the Super Bowl this year, you know.
That game was, let's say Burrow doesn't throw the pick, because Burrow had made some good throws into double coverage, like that T. Higgins touchdown. He was double covered. That was a bad throw into double coverage. It, you know, one of the players covering T. Higgins tipped it to the other player covering T. Higgins, and that was, so it is that thin, because that game could have turned on any number of plays. That's what my wife was saying. She's like, it was a tie game. They cannot put it all on one player. They can't blame one player for everything.
And I'll say this too, just as a casual observer of the game, it's just like that penalty that they called was it the beginning of the fourth quarter or late third quarter, where it was a down that they messed the clock up on, and then they gave them a third down.
Yes.
Over. And then they called a hold.
Defensive holding. Yes.
The gall of the refs.
Even if it is defensive holding,
just swallow your
keep
flag
the
there.
Flag in your pocket. And, fortunately, that didn't affect the game.
It didn't.
Casey punted right after that. But God, that was terrible.
But Casey punted from better field position and pinned them inside the 15.
This is
so true. You know, I mean, I'm not saying it decided the game, but it's just like, come on, man, you messed up the play. They stopped them. Don't throw a flag on that. I mean, that's. But here's the thing I wanted to ask you, and this is a college football show, but we talk about the NFL.
Absolutely.
Is today's bigger story, at least from a college football perspective, was watching in awe Brock Purdy and how far he could push this, right?
Yes.
And it was unfortunate, but we weren't able to see him perform for four quarters because he got injured very early in that game. And even though he played, he didn't because he couldn't throw the ball.
It was basically over when he got back.
And if you're not throwing it, and you're just in there handing off and trying to figure out how clever Kyle Shanahan can get, or how deep in his bag he can get a run plays, like, they were just basically running the clock out on themselves. There's no evaluation with his play there.
No.
In the NFL, like, if this were a college situation where your star quarterback is hurt in week five, and then your backup comes in and leads your team undefeated and makes the playoff and then gets injured in the semifinal, how do you handle the quarterback battle in the NFL, and how do you think it would be handled in college? Because I think
we know how it's handled in college because you covered one of those teams.
Yeah, it was handled poorly.
They tell the quarterback who's going to start that he's starting like 5 seconds before the
and game then change their mind six times.
The whole country's watching. Exactly. Then one of them becomes the red zone quarterback.
Yeah. But it is a fascinating thing to me because I do think that, like, as a sports nerd, you know, obviously the story of how far he could go and if Brock Purdy could actually win a Super Bowl was compelling in and of itself.
Yeah.
But the thing that was most compelling to me was the 49ers are still going to be in a pickle with how they handle their quarterback scenario, because they have a lot of money invested in a high-end first-round draft pick who got injured earlier in the year. And it's like, so if you're the Niners, how do you proceed through this? And
there's no sentimentality there. So that's where I think...
But there is finances. And there might be finances in college soon, too, which is another thing to talk about.
This is like, true.
There is no sentimentality. It's a business, and you want to have the best player on the field at all times, regardless of money and contracts. That said, they are paying Trey Lance a ton of money. And I
know they're not. He's on his first contract.
First contract, but still, they invested quite a bit of capital in him, whether it be draft.
They did invest a lot of capital. They traded up to get him. But that's done. They can't change that now. In terms of how much money he makes, he doesn't make as much like a veteran starting quarterback.
I'm not just talking about straight salary. I'm talking about how much overall they had to invest in the future of the franchise in this person.
I think the problem with this situation, because I think a lot of situations, if you had a first round quarterback that you thought was really good, but then the person came along and you thought was better, that first rounder would be a valuable trade. You might be able to get a first round draft pick for that quarterback.
Yeah.
Trey Lance doesn't have the body of work to command that yet.
But also, neither does Brock Purdy, does he?
No.
I mean, he's 7-0 I guess 7-1, but basically 7-0 as a starter. So do you go into fall camp and split the reps? Like, do NFL teams do that?
You could do it for a little while. Urban Meyer did it for half of camp between Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence, which was
and that was farce. Worst thing you've ever seen in your entire life from a coaching standpoint?
I think you do it for a little bit. You just do it for a little bit and you're going to know. You're going to know what you want to do. Like, Kyle Shanahan seems to have a very defined idea of what he wants. Like, Jimmy G was not it, so they went after a different person. So, and then John Lynch seems to be willing to, that's the GM, former great Bucks safety. He seems to be willing to work with Kyle Shanahan to give him what he needs. So, yeah, I would just, the thing about the NFL, they have what amounts to spring practice. Like in college, you can have that split the reps battle in spring practice.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I guess you could split reps in preseason games.
Now, can I ask you this? This is a college question because the quarterback battle situation is interesting. And we saw it at Michigan.
But NIL too. Throw NIL in there too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we saw it at Michigan last year with Cade McNamara and JJ McCarthy, but I mean, nobody was on the verge of transferring at that point.
And you also can't use that as an example because that was more of a New Testament, Old Testament type thing going on there.
Exactly. and they had a legitimate preseason schedule, which most teams don't.
Yeah.
Most teams have to play a game there in week one or two. So that there's that, but okay. With the NIL situation, are coaches going to be forced into making a decision at the end of spring practice by one or both players instead of letting it bleed into fall? Because coaches would just say, well, I don't want to make a decision because they didn't want anybody to transfer. They may have known who they were going to start, but they would pretend there's still a competition. I mean,
yeah.
Wasn't Tanner Mordecai future?
Well, it's also kind of a dirtbag thing to do, really.
Starting quarter. I mean, yeah. I think about Wisconsin's Tanner Mordecai, who seems to be the guy that Wisconsin took as the quarterback of the present, and then their younger guys that they took out of the portal competing to be quarterback of the future. But Tanner Mordecai was involved in a quote-unquote, I'm using air quotes here if you're on the podcast form, competition with Kyler Murray. Like, there was no competition.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, that's going to be interesting is if there is a scenario where you have an NIL guy who is Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
And you have somebody else on your team, like a three-star Mac Jones type.
Yep.
Who has to play situationally as a result of something happening to the NIL guy.
Yeah.
And then the situational player
is better.
That came is better. How do you proceed with that? Like, do you foresee?
You hope your collective wrote the higher paid guy's contract in a way that says there are this many deliverables and you must deliver them in this city or we don't pay you. Because then you can just pick the other guy. The player with the bigger deal is either going to hang back and get paid, or if he's an NFL prospect, is going to go, you know what? I got to play. I'm going to transfer, and I realize I'm leaving this money behind.
I mean, I would be shaking so many hands and kissing so many babies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going
to
be...
Can you imagine if you just got paid to appear? Like, even before 100%. The NIL thing happened, like, I was in a nightclub in Vegas once,
mm-hmm.
and Scott Disick was there. You know who Scott Disick is, obviously, right?
Is that like an MTV person?
He's Kourtney Kardashian's ex-husband, who... Okay. Like, is kind of a nightclub guy and has...
He's famous for having married Kourtney Kardashian and
he's an incredibly famous person, yes.
Yeah, okay.
If you're in that world, and I don't know, you're not in that world, so... But they paid him some ungodly amount of money to be the host of that nightclub, which means he sat in a booth, like, above the rest of us.
Right.
And, like, just got paid to be there.
And he's getting bottle service comped.
Comp
and getting paid.
He get his own room probably. Comp.
He doesn't have to talk to anybody.
Any girl that he wants in the club is invited up to the and it's just like, I thought that is the greatest job in the history. Being recognizable enough where you could just appear at a nightclub and have everything paid for and then compensated to do, like,
well, here's one, Ari. If you're a college football player who likes golf, who likes to play golf,
yeah, just go play golf for free all the time.
You never have to pay for a round of golf, and in fact, you will get paid to play rounds of golf all
but
summer.
But I'm also not a huge golf guy. I'm actually, during this offseason, thinking about taking lessons. Mm-hmm. But isn't who you play with almost half or more than half the enjoyable nature of golf as the courses you're playing?
But you're getting paid to play it. I mean,
no, I know. But, like, imagine
that's one of the
playing...
first things. Like Grant Furking, the Tennessee wide receiver who ran his own business while he was in college.
The smartest guy in America.
Yeah. Doing the NIL stuff, like the first thing he did when NIL came into law was he started setting up meet and greets for his teammates and setting up golf tournaments where his teammates would go meet boosters and or whatever, and they'd get an appearance fee for it. And that's the way to do it.
But I feel like that's like the number one thing that people like to do too. It's like, instead of just meeting somebody and talking to them, like having an activity where you're kind of just naturally existing next to that person would probably be the most fulfilling way to meet a hero of yours or a celebrity or a football player to do an activity. So it's like, it's actually brilliant, but it's like, just
we should sell the Ari Wasserman experience where someone goes to McDonald's with you and eats filet of fish.
Would anybody pay a dollar to spend 5 minutes with me?
Yes.
Like 100%. I was at dinner tonight watching the Chiefs game with a major. His name's Sam, very nice guy. And at my daycare, I was dropping off his daughter and my daughter in the same class. Okay. Mm-hmm. And before I met him, I was walking out of the daycare and he walked by me and he goes, "Are you and Andy recording today?" So he saw my name on the list and knew that we did the podcast. And like, I thought that was really nice of him, like kind of like saying like, "Hey, I like your show," in a nice way. And like, now we've become friends because our daughters are, you know, really close, and my wife and his wife get along very well. And he's like a really cool dude. And like, I'm just like having a beer with him this afternoon. And it's just like, yeah, I'm just like a normal dude. Like, you would never pay a dollar to hang out with me.
No, I think there are people who would. Well, here's an example. And so I won't name names, but we had somebody reach out, a spouse of a fan reach out to us on Instagram saying, "Hey, could you send a happy birthday video to my husband? He listens to you every day, and we listen to you guys in the kitchen in the mornings." And I said, "Sure, just, you know, send me your email address, and we'll send you the video." And she goes, "Well, what's your Cameo rate?" And I'm like, We're not taking any money for this.
I also feel like a weirdo doing it. Yeah. I'm just like a nobody. Why would you want to spend money? Yeah, but it's always nice.
We sent the video. We did not charge anything. And that's the thing. Like, I hope we have this relationship with all of you guys. If you know how to find us, if you got a friend in your life who loves this show and who it would mean something for us to say happy birthday to that person,
we'd be happy to do it. Yeah,
we can do that. Like, we don't need, but yeah, you know, Bruce and I did it actually when NIL became law. But
Bruce is a big dog, and you're closer to the big dog world than I am.
Bruce Feldman and I did a show. And it was the first day of NIL, and it kind of devolved into us just going through Cameo and seeing what random people were on Cameo and how much they charged.
So my wife's mother is a huge Joe Montana fan.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to Cameo on her birthday to get Joe Montana to say, hey, happy birthday, whatever. And he was charging like $1,000. And I'm like, bro, like, you are super famous and one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but I am not paying you $1,000 to say happy birthday.
If you are Joe Montana, you have so many people asking you that the only way to sift through that number and get it manageable is to raise the price. Otherwise, you'd be filming.
But it's an unreasonable amount of money.
Like this all day, just filming videos.
I feel like if I was a billionaire, I wouldn't pay somebody $1,000 to film a video that says happy birthday.
But that's you. That's you. There's value in it. And look, if we become the biggest podcast in the world, we may have to start charging too.
Yeah, but Cameo. It says Ari's Cameo was called Dudes, Dudes, Dudes. That's right.
So Vaughn came out to Vegas and hung with us. Now, I think Vaughn was going to be in Vegas anyway. Vaughn in the chat right now. Vaughn is our favorite farmer in Iowa. Is he our favorite Iowa fan too? I think he is.
I think he's my favorite human, if we're being honest. Yeah.
So you guys were right. Vegas was one of the better nights out I've had all year. We had a blast. We need to do that again. We need to do that again in Vegas and just say, here's where we'll be. Everybody come.
Yeah. Or we could just do it in like one of the ratty casinos in the South.
We could do that.
Like my mecca.
Or I don't know if a casino company that sponsors us wanted to send us to one of its many, many locations. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Is there one in Bahamas?
I don't think this particular one has one in the Bahamas.
Let me go check there, out.
There are casinos in the Bahamas, yes.
At MGM locations.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, we're not angling for another sponsor. We appreciate these guys. So they've got plenty of cool locations.
Like, Wyoming.
They're in Wyoming now?
That's what it says.
We could have a Yellowstone situation going on.
I think I Googled the wrong thing.
Oh, okay.
I think those are the states where you can use BetMGM.
Bet online. Yes. I don't believe so. I know they're in Michigan. They're in New Jersey, Vegas. They're in Mississippi. So there's quite a few options, but I do think we need to consider that. Cause I think hanging out with the people and the idea of a live show is something that we should kick around as well.
You know what's a sneaky good one? And I don't know. Yeah, it's legal in Michigan. The MGM Grand in Detroit is a sneaky great casino.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a place we could go. So, you know, we could get some Slo's Barbecue brought in. Have you had Slo's Barbecue?
Yes, I have. Yep.
It is outstanding. Good.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Getting back to the original conversation. So we're talking about the NIL guy, the big college quarterback. Like, all right, who are the Bo Nix, Michael Penix coming back, you know, big fan bases.
But I think it's more interesting when it's the incoming dude who hasn't done anything. But how many
How many people? I am curious though. Before we get back to that, like how many people are asking Bo Nix to send a video? Hey Bo, can you say hi to my dad? Like, what's he getting every day in terms of requests on that?
Well, the thing that I think is crucial for you to be a successful cameo person is that you have to have a recognizable face. Like, yeah. I don't know that Bo Nix, I think the name is more recognizable than his face. Like, I bet general fan probably doesn't know what he looks like.
I think a lot of Auburn fans and Oregon fans know exactly what he
looks like. I mean, I guess so.
And those are huge groups of people.
Yeah, that's true.
So now getting back to the original situation, let's say you've got a quarterback that you signed to a big deal. They were the starter. They got hurt. A quarterback who was a two-star, you know, didn't come in with a big NIL deal, comes in, balls out, gets you to a conference championship game or a playoff game, whatever. And then you're in spring practice the next year. I think in that situation, that second quarterback is going to enter the portal in the first window and see if you pay him. And if you do, then you got two and you got to figure it out. Or if he doesn't do that, he's going to threaten to enter the window after spring practice. You're going to have to make a decision. Like these coaches who've been holding these quarterback competitions, dragging them out to fall practice, they're not going to be able to do that anymore. They're just
no,
not.
I know. It's also not right.
Like, do you think, okay, here's one. And I don't know what any of these guys' NIL situations are. None of them have started yet. So it's probably fairly similar. But the situation at Georgia, Carson Beck, Brock Vandegrift, Gunnar Stockton, these are all very highly rated recruits.
Carson Beck, probably one of the best quarterback battles in general coming up that we've had in quite some time.
Yeah, we think it's Carson Beck because he was the backup last year. He actually had a shot to win the starting job against Stetson Bennett early in the 2021 season. So we think that's who it is, but we don't know. Brock Vandegrift is a big-time recruit. So how narrowed down does that thing have to be by the end of spring? Does it have to be down to two? Or do the people around those guys, because all quarterbacks have people now, like, do you have to have the guy by the end of spring?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I guess you kind of have to. And I think that as we progress further on into the NIL waters, you're going to have veteran compensated for returning versus highly compensated freshmen. I could see like a Hendon Hooker Nico situation. Like what? Like could that happen?
Joe Milton Nico
Joe Milton Nico.
Well, the thing with Joe is though he's not really ever proven to be a great starting quarterback, so you don't have to break the bank on him. Saying you can have a shot to be the starter at Tennessee is probably enough to keep him right now, and he's probably going to start.
Yeah. So what's even like what's a better one?
It's tough.
Because it's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen where you have.
We didn't have a situation last year where somebody came in for an injured quarterback and was just fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like now NC State, you had the multiple guys come in and Devin Leary was hurt, but then Devin Leary just left.
And this might be a bad example too, but like even Bo Nix, sticking with him, quasi Heisman finalist, but quasi Heisman contender for a while. Mm-hmm. Let's say Oregon got Dante Moore.
Yeah.
Like they were supposed to. You have a guy like Bo Nix who's probably got a pretty sweet NIL.
I think getting Bo Nix back for another year is maybe what cost him Dante Moore.
Yeah.
Because the job's open at UCLA. I mean, yeah, no,
but I'm just saying, like, if it would have happened, like, you will be in a situation eventually where incumbent and is battling somebody else that's also being paid, and you're going to have a financial discussion about it.
I'll give you one right now. Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll give you another one. Dylan Gabriel and Jackson Arnold.
Do you actually think it's embarrassing that I didn't just come up with a Texas one off the top of my head? Like, no, I'm sitting here trying to come up with an example, and that's like the perfect one.
Well, the thing about Arch Manning is he's in a totally different sphere than most people. Because if he wants to just say, in terms of NIL, I just want to be involved in the family NIL stuff. The only things he couldn't do, they're in casino ads, the Manning family. So he couldn't do that. But he could say, you know, Uncle Eli, Uncle Peyton, put me in some commercials with you. And he would be in incredibly lucrative commercials that would far outweigh any NIL stuff that like some collective would give him.
How about the reverse? And it might be the only time this could ever happen. But what if the heir, first family of football nephew goes and isn't into finances as much as he is about developing, who gets kind of, you know, squirrely a little bit and goes, I want to play immediately or I'm leaving. Yeah. Then what do you do if you're compensating Quinn Ewers a bunch of money and the golden boy wants to leave and he's not getting it could be the reverse. Like, there is going to be financial discussions about that.
Oh, 100%. And I'm here for it. I think this is hilarious because they fought it for so long and
it'd be the anti-NIL.
Well, what I also think is this is creating a little more efficient transfer market where guys are going to play where they can be the most successful for the most part. Now, it's funny because where you see this getting screwed up is not exactly where I thought it was. Like, I thought people would kind of overspend on recruits and that would, it would be dumb in some cases, but it would happen because you just want to take that gamble. The overspending on recruits seems dumb every single time. When it's happening.
Yes.
Like, I would much rather pay for a person who's already been good at college football. Like, yeah. I would spend the money.
I wonder if
that'll
be the natural progression of this whole thing. But it will be like one day a football team will have a Cam Newton type player on their team. Mm-hmm. And he will be carrying the team on its back. Like maybe Caleb Williams or somebody like that, where the whole team is kind of come and go as that guy goes. Mm-hmm. And people are going to be like, oh, thank God they packed up the truck for that guy. Like, it's going to happen 100%. Eventually.
Well, that's the Cam Newton thing when they were talking about Cam, the rumor, $200,000 or $180,000. And when those dollar figures came out, I was like, that is so cheap for what he's giving you. Like, I don't know if he got that, but if he did, he still got hosed.
Yeah. So, Andy, while you were talking, I looked up cameos of people, and there was one that made me laugh. Like, really loud.
Give it to me.
Tim Donaghy, the former basketball NBA referee. You can pay $40 to the guy who was fixing NBA games to wish you a happy birthday.
$40? That seems like a bar. Well, who would know who he was other than, like, hardcore NBA fans and gamblers.
I mean, I listened to a podcast about him. I thought it was amazing.
I did watch a Netflix documentary on him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would. I mean, I guess I would know what he looks like. But I found that to be funny that like your whole.
But would you want Tim Donaghy wishing you happy birthday? Or
I now, would.
If you had a friend, let's say you had a friend who was a high school basketball coach, and they just had a game, and they got completely hosed, like $40 to Tim Donaghy to record a video for your friend saying, "Hey Bob, listen, sometimes games are rigged. Sometimes the refs are cheating." Like, that's worth $40 to make your buddy laugh.
Yeah. I guess $300 for Jesse Palmer is kind of steep. You can pay $100 to get Wayne Krabet.
Listen, you're thinking of Jesse Palmer in a football setting.
No, I'm not.
Like, you watch The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
He's on The Bachelor. He's on the Food Network. He's on ESPN. Like, Jesse's all over the place. Here we go. Vomo Panther with a great question. How much for a Brian Ferentz cameo?
It would be funny if he went on cameo after that whole thing happened.
Yeah. Hey, so question. I was thinking about this for offseason because the Bill O'Brien to the Patriots has happened. Now, the next stage of that, we speculated months ago, was if Bill O'Brien got the OC job at the Patriots, would he potentially hire Brian Ferentz as the O-line coach? If Brian Ferentz were to get an NFL job, theoretically, hypothetically, in the next few weeks, do we have to do an emergency show?
Yeah, I think we do, yeah.
The best emergency show we've ever done, right?
Yeah, it'd be like a thank you. It would be like a...
Thank you for all the content, Brian.
Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happened, kind of an episode, you know?
Yeah.
Is that the speculation? Is that what
we've been speculating that for months. I don't know if that's actually gonna happen, but the Bill O'Brien to the Patriots part did happen. So we'll see.
Date on the calendar do you think it has to get to where Iowa fans are just like, oh shit, he's coming back?
I would think, okay, so there's
like, what's the date? Spring football?
There are still open NFL jobs. Like, the Panthers is the only job that's been filled. Once the NFL staffs get filled out, which will happen in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops, 3 weeks from now, if he hasn't gotten one of those, it means he's staying.
Because fired is out of the question, because if he was just going to get fired, it would have happened.
You would think so. Well, like, okay. Let's take a little break. We do have to talk about a little news, because little news went down on Friday when we weren't recording, and it kind of fits into this mold. So we'll talk about a coordinator opening and how it happened and when it happened when we come back.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Welcome back, and Vaughn, our favorite Iowa fan, is answering our, when is Brian Ferentz, like, when do you know for sure he's coming back? Vaughn says, already at that point, it ain't changing.
I think I might be a bad person, but I am rooting for him to come back. We deserve to run back one more year.
Oh my God, he gave us so much this year. I can't even imagine how amazing next
year. If he's the offensive coordinator of Iowa football, I think we should live watch party or get together and watch the game together for a live show.
100%. 100%. I'm now looking up Iowa's schedule. Need to see that. We know they play Iowa State in week two. So where's the next? Oh, come on. Don't give me the basketball schedule when I need the football schedule. But yeah, I mean, we need a watch party. Oh, they got South Dakota. No, that's
they play the Utah State in week one.
Utah State. Okay. See, here's the thing. That South Dakota State game that started this one was a little misleading, because that's the FCS national champs. Like, they went on to win the FCS national championship. So Utah State might be a little more normal. Like, maybe when they go to Ames, the set in week two, maybe that's the watch party.
I think the watch party is week one, because if it's terrible, it's going to be terrible.
That's true. You're not going to be good against Utah State either.
Because if you're not good against Iowa State, then I guess that's kind of how that game always goes.
Yeah.
Like, if you do Utah State and you put up 10 points, you know, it'd just be a fool. You know what? And if they're awesome, then we talk about it. You know, we'll make it.
Well, work. Yeah, then we'd be wrong. And Cade McNamara would be right, because he told us it's going to be amazing. All right. So there is an opening in college football for an OC. Josh Gattis, winner of the 2021 Broyles Award, fired after one season by Miami. Weird timing on the firing.
Like a few days before the second national signing day, I know that Miami's class is mostly in the barn at this point. Like it is weird, weird timing. Like I'm guessing Mario Cristobal knew during the season that he wanted to make a change. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is one of those where he's like, hey, could you go find another job so that this doesn't look like I'm firing you after one season?
Yeah. Yeah. It is wasn't a very good year, but it is, you don't really see this often where, you know, you kind of are viewed as the person that helped restore one program, then you go somewhere else, and then you're done after a year after winning the Broyles
Award. Does that make Sherrone Moore look even more valuable to Michigan?
I mean, Sherrone Moore was the number one name that we heard during the Harbaugh flirtation with the NFL.
Right, right.
So I think that he looks pretty good already.
Which, by the way, Jim Harbaugh met with the Broncos again after saying that, and the Broncos still have a coach.
It would be funny if he just ended up as the Broncos coach in a month.
Well, D'Amico Ryans was one they're looking at for that job, and I think he's going to take the Texans job.
Yeah.
And we'll find out here in the next day or so, probably. He played for the Texans, so.
Yeah, that's like, if you played for the team, it's the NFL equivalent of being your alma mater.
Right, got drafted there. And yeah. So, yeah, that is... That's a strange, we probably should be talking about this more than we are. Like, he met with them again.
Yeah, I know. It is. Well, I mean, maybe they could put out a weirdly worded statement to kind of ease our...
From the president, not from Harbaugh or Ward Manuel.
Yeah. Everybody knows the score there. If he gets one, he's going to take it. And if he doesn't, is his contract done?
Does it matter?
How long do you have to fish for a raise? I mean...
Well, at some point, you just be like, listen, if you want to be here, you're here. We don't need to give you any more money.
Yeah,
if they offer you the job, you go ahead and take it.
I mean, I don't know if it was just like, I remember that, like, wasn't Michigan kind of flirting with, like, in year three, or was it year two, of like giving him a lifetime deal or something? Do I remember that correctly?
He already had a really good deal, so I don't know that they needed to do that. But
there was a lifetime situation, and I don't know if it was about, you'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
but it definitely was a discussion point at some point during an offseason.
Yeah, it is strange. So, you know, I don't know what happens with Miami. Joe Moorhead was the offensive coordinator for Mario Cristobal at Oregon, but Moorhead is a MAC head coach now at Akron. Like, I can't imagine him taking that.
We're seeing
MAC
head coaches take offensive coordinator jobs.
We've seen it, but I'm not sure he wants to do it. I mean, yeah. Joe's been a head coach multiple times, and I think he likes being a head coach. Because remember, he was Fordham's head coach before he was Penn State's offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
And before Mississippi State head coach. So I think he'd like to be a head coach. So I don't know that he's taking a coordinator job at this point.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, you then go into the pool of offensive coordinators, or do you take somebody out of the NFL? I don't know. It's going to be... And Mario Cristobal, by his own admission, likes to try to audition or talk to, or, you know, just kind of examine a lot of people before he makes a hire.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we're gonna have Manny on, right? So we'll get into that a little
bit
more.
Yes, if the live part of it will be Monday, in podcast form it'll be Tuesday. Me, Ari, and Manny Navarro talking Miami, because there's a more in-depth discussion to be had. Ari, before we get out of here tonight, second national signing day is coming up on Wednesday.
Huge.
The early national signing day sucked all the drama out of the February one, but I do feel like with this NIL stuff, it has added some. Like, okay, so we'll just start with people who are at one point committed to Miami, getting back to the Hurricanes. Jaden Rashada, who committed to Miami, then the whole Florida deal blew apart. He may be signing somewhere. Cormani McClain, we think, will sign with Colorado. He's committed there. That's the number one.
He's filming a documentary. You never really know what kind of grab ass could happen until you know, until he signs on the dotted line. But, you know,
Chris Callahan in the chat brings up one of your favorite players I know, and the guy that everybody thinks is the next great tight end in college football, Deuce Robinson. Yep. Does he go to Georgia and continue the lineage, or is it somewhere else?
Yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting. I mean, it's like, it's thought like it was going to be USC for a long period of time, you know, and then it's been Georgia. I know he likes Texas. I know I thought he wanted to get up to Oregon. But if you've watched this guy even run around in shorts, it's a pretty incredible athlete. So Georgia already has two tight ends committed in this class, but it doesn't matter because if you're Deuce Robinson, you play. And then I know that Georgia also has another top 100 tight end committed in 24 already too. So
speaking of like 6 foot five, 6 foot six, 225 pound athletic freaks.
Yeah.
Nicholas Harbour also up. Nicholas
Harbour,
one of the
best pure athlete in the class.
When you watch him run track, like it doesn't look like somebody that big should ever be able to move like that. Ever.
Yeah. If Deuce Robinson and Brock Bowers are on the same team in college, then just why do we even play the season out? Just like give him the trophy
What if Nicholas Harbour's at South Carolina rushing whoever wins the quarterback job?
Nicholas Harbour's had a different leader about six different times during his recruitment. So, you know, it'll be very, I mean, like South Carolina's got a lot of momentum in recruiting right now. I mean, they've done a really good job. And that would be a nice little, not little, that'd be a huge get to continue the vision of what they're building there. So, you know, you got a Beamer as a head coach, you know, things could be headed in the right direction. It certainly seems like they are too. So, but they're like the Jane Rashada thing. He was at TCU this weekend. I don't know if there's exact plans yet to sign or choose a place.
There may be some other schools in
there's
the
other schools in the mix
to look at. And remember, this is not a 3-day signing period like the early ones.
Yeah, you can sign in a month from now, 2 months, whatever. So there's no rush. So like when it comes to like the drama of it, you know, you might have a few guys coming off the board, but it's nothing like it is in December.
Yeah. This is sort of they've got a couple big storylines. And let's face it, the people who sort of invite the drama tend to be the ones that are still
like
around.
Oregon won the early signing period. And, you know, they are also in the mix for Robinson and a top 100 corner out of Southern California named Roderick Pleasant, who's announcing on Wednesday as well. So that's another story. Could Oregon be the
and Harbour was at Oregon this past weekend, right?
Yeah. So like, could they be the story again? I think is an interesting thing to watch out too. So
it's going to be a fun week. Like we said, in the new era of college football, the news never stops. I'm headed to Mobile tomorrow night, and we'll be at Senior Bowl practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So you'll be hearing from some folks there. Ari and I, again, we're talking to Manny Navarro. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about Miami. There's a lot to discuss there because it's been about a year since basically Miami said, we're opening up the checkbook. We want to win national championships again. And I don't think this is how everybody thought it was going to go. So we'll talk to Manny about where they're at right now. But been a lot of fun. We got Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl quarterback against Patrick Mahomes. How about that? Jalen Hurts is a Super Bowl quarterback.
I like the Eagles too.
Oh, that if we're just comparing dudes, if we're saying who has dudes everywhere and who has guys, the more dudes I think on the Eagles.
They don't have a receiver right now.
The Eagles?
No. Yeah, the Eagles. they were throwing to some dude I never even heard of on first down on the fourth quarter.
You're talking about Kent?
I've never heard of him. I don't remember his name. Yeah.
Well, they still have Travis Kelce catching passes, and Marquez Valdez Scantling was a pretty reliable target for Aaron Rodgers for a long time. So
yeah. Kelce is a different animal, but I'm excited to watch the Super Bowl. We're having a big bash over in Dallas at the Wasserman residence. You're invited, Andy.
Oh, can't wait.
Britt looked me in the eyes today and said, hey, can you go check out Super Bowl decorations on Amazon? So she's getting ready to party.
You know what that means? The sound's going to be turned down and you're not going to be able to properly watch the commercials.
No, we're big commercial people.
Okay, good. So we can, like, when we do our post Super Bowl show, we can randomly rank the commercials.
Okay. I'll give you a 75% shot at that.
All right. We'll see how it goes. If it's noisy, we'll save it for later. But
yeah,
the good thing is they release them all on YouTube that morning. So you can have them watch.
We can just do it the next day. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So perfect. Love it. Big plans for the next few weeks. Listen, news never stops anymore in college football. You're always going to have fresh shows. We'll talk to you soon.